Welcome to Covenant with Christ International, an encouraging word for today with Pastor Christine Shippey. Join us now to be encouraged, equipped, and empowered to live a life of freedom in Jesus Christ.
Now join us for part four of Walking in the Spirit.
To where I'm so concerned about every step I make that I'm living in fear and I'm living in bondage to religious attitudes and mindsets. Like I can really do something to be holy. Because holiness is going to come through the walk of the relationship of the Holy Spirit. Because He's the one that convicts us of sin. And He's the one that points us in the right direction. Listen, I'm not saying don't try. I'm saying every day let's lift up and let's say, Holy Spirit, let's speak to Him. Let's say, Holy Spirit, I'm sorry if I've grieved you. You know, Ephesians 4 tells us the Holy Spirit can be grieved. Listen, if I had my best friend standing beside me or even my husband standing beside me, but I didn't listen to anything he said, how would that be a relationship? There's no more communication. There's no more relationship because, listen, relationship's a two-way street. Relationship is something you do when you communicate. And how would it be if our very best friend that we know loves us with everything, that would do anything for us that's nothing but good? Whoa. And we never say a word. And we never listen. And we just do our own thing. La-di-da. Ha-ha. But you know what? The Holy Spirit can be grieved. And He can walk away, per se. I don't want that. But I want to know that if I haven't been listening, if maybe God is leading me to do something, listen, whether it's intercessory prayer, listen, if the Holy Spirit's whispering on your heart at 2 o'clock in the morning, pray. We got a choice to make. Am I going to obey the Holy Spirit and get up and pray when I don't even know who I'm praying for? Because He said in Romans 8 that He's going to give us He's going to give us the groanings when we don't know what to pray. We're going to pray. The Holy Spirit's going to pray through us, so we're off the hook again. He's right there with us, and I just wanted to share with you today our Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, our comforter and friend. He's our comforter. He's our friend. We don't have to live in fear. But it says in Romans 8, 1, there is no condemnation for those who walk in the Spirit. That's kind of right.
Covenant with Christ International Ministries is located in Cleveland, Texas. We help meet the needs in the community through case management, benevolence programs such as clothing and food distribution, and a charity medical clinic to help those with no health insurance. Please give our office a call at 281-592-5001 to see how we can help you today. God bless you, and thank you for listening to our broadcast.
But God wants us to not walk in fear that every little step. And so we do nothing. Come on. We do nothing and we have excuses for everything. We can do that so easy, can't we? You know why we can do that? Because we can get in the flesh real easy. Then what happens? We get in fear real easy. And the next thing you know, we don't have any God conscience. We're not remembering all the gifts that He's given us. We're not remembering that He's in us and dwells in us. All of a sudden, we're sin conscious. And all of a sudden, we're walking in fear. But listen, the Holy Spirit is there for us. He's our comforter. He's our friend. And so listen, we're going to make a choice today. We're going to make a choice every day. Am I going to listen to the Holy Spirit? Listen, I want to feel the presence of God. I want to walk in the presence of God. I want to be a blessing, but I just want to know Him. I want to know Him. I want to press in and know Him. And listen, that's what He's trying to do in our lives. Rebecca didn't have a lot of time to make her decisions. She saw the servant. She received the gifts. They felt the joy and excitement. They had times of worship. They had times of celebration, even like we had here today. We have times of worship. We have times of celebration. We see the sick healed. We see deaf ears open. We see the miracles of God. We see people filled with the Holy Ghost. We see all those things. But listen, we can't settle for just seeing the power of God move. We can't settle for that. Listen, so many of us have been in powerful revival services where we have seen and experienced the person and the presence of God and the power of God. But listen, He is calling us into a deep, intimate relationship with Him, and He's taken a lot of time and made a lot of effort through His Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us to say, hey, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the light, and no man shall come to the Father except through me. And the Holy Spirit is going through a lot of trouble. He deals with us, and He deals with us, and He deals with us, because listen, there is abundant life in His presence. There is fullness of joy in His presence. But we have a choice to make. Will I settle for the gifts, or will I press in and pursue a deep, intimate relationship with God, with the lover of my soul? The Holy Spirit's going to reveal everything the Lord has for us. The Holy Spirit's never going to speak anything that's contrary to the Word of God. We don't have to live in fear. We look at the Word of God and we see it lines up with Scripture, who He is and who He says He is. And we can see that He's doing things to sharpen our character and to change us more into His image and more in His likeness. But I'm telling you today, following the Holy Spirit sometimes might not be too convenient. Following the Holy Spirit just sometimes might not be our plan. Sometimes we have a different plan. But sometimes the Holy Spirit starts knocking on our door. Come on. I've been calling you for a while. Come on. Are you going to pray tonight? Come on. Are you going to worship me? And He knocks at our heart's door. He has a plan in our life, and it's a good plan. It's a good plan. He wants us to understand and receive everything that God has, and it's so much more than what we've experienced. I don't want to live in fear or terrified I'm going to make a mistake or worried about what I can do and what I can't do. Listen, we can't do anything. We might as well just let it go out the window. We can't do it. John 15 says, without me, you can do nothing. So I surrender to you, Holy Spirit. You can do something with nothing. You can flow through an empty vessel that says, yes. You can flow through an empty vessel that says, I'm going to follow you. I might not understand it, but I know, Lord, you called me. I'm telling you, and I was called to clean the toilets at the church I first started going to when I got saved. I was. I knew that's what I was supposed to do. Nobody had to tell me. I knew I was supposed to vacuum the floor. Nobody had to tell me. Nobody had to try to get me on the vacuum committee. I was vacuuming in the Holy Ghost in there. Having a time with God. Why? Because I was being obedient to what He said do. I didn't know I'd stand up here ever and talk to people, but I knew I was going to vacuum the floors for Jesus. Are we going to listen to what He says? He's got so much of a better plan. We could share testimony after testimony. Hallelujah. One of my favorite scriptures. Let's read that. John 14, 19. Jesus is talking. He says, a little while and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live in you, you will live also. And that day you will know that I am my Father, I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and I will manifest myself to him. I love that. It's one of my favorite scriptures. Because it says, as I follow him, he's going to reveal himself to me. In a personal way, in an intimate way. If I follow him, I'm going to see who he is. The world doesn't see him. The world doesn't know who he is. But we can know who he is as a saved, blood-bought believer in Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit takes up residence in our heart. The miracle-working power of God takes up residence in our heart, leads us and guides us into all truth. And we can have peace. He's going to manifest himself to us. We want to experience revival. We're hungry. We're hungry. We're hungry for more. We're hungry for more of His presence. We want to know that when someone's sick, we can pray for them and they be healed. We want to know that the presence of God is with us no matter what. We want to experience a touch from God. Because the world doesn't satisfy. There's nothing in this world that will ever satisfy. The enemy has a counterfeit for everything. But the only thing that's going to satisfy is the presence of God in our life, the presence of the Holy Spirit in our life. And as we yield to Him, we don't have to be concerned about grieving Him. If we do, we can get it right real quick and say, Lord, I love You. I'm sorry. I want You to manifest Your presence to me. I want to see who You are. I want You to change me to be more like You. God, I want to see the sick. I want to see all those things. But Lord, I want You. Listen, to manifest His presence means to break forth and shine forth in your life. That sounds like revival to me. That sounds like revival to me. To manifest His presence in our life is to break forth and to shine. What if through our obedience we were a vessel that God could use that would shine for Jesus? What if through our obedience, He would make His abode with us because we yielded to Him? That comes by choice. That comes by intimacy. That comes by when He speaks, we listen. That comes when He says, turn the TV off, we turn the TV off. Oh, cell phones too. I'm just as bad.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged today and your faith built by the power of God's Word. If you need prayer, you can email us your prayer request to prayer@covenantwithchrist.org or call 281-592-5001 for a prayer minister to agree with you concerning your needs. You can also visit our website at covenantwithchrist.org for more information about the various outreaches of this ministry.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast today. I hope you have been encouraged. We're going to conclude this program with a title track from our new soaking CD, Thirsty. I hope you enjoy it. God bless you.
God desires for your heart to be a habitation for His presence. Lord, we just come into Your presence right now. Lord, we honor You. We're thirsty for Your presence. I set my heart and my soul to seek my Lord today. We seek Your face. We know that when we seek You with our whole heart, we'll find You. I'm thirsty, Lord. Just tell Him right now, I'm thirsty, Lord. I'm thirsty for Your presence. Fill me up. As the deer longs for streams of water, so my soul longs for You, O God. Each day the Lord pours His unfailing love upon you. Through the night we sing His songs. And we pray to God who gives us life. Lord, fill us up. Fill us up to the overflow of Your presence. Fill our hearts with Your love, God. Fill our hearts with Your joy as we soak in Your presence today. Just tell Him right now, Lord, I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty for You. I need to take a drink of the living water. Nothing else will ever satisfy me but Your presence, Lord. Let me hear Your voice. For Your voice is sweet. Let me see Your face. For Your face is lovely. As I seek You with my whole heart, Lord, I know today, right now, that I find You.
is produced at Mustard Seed Productions, the Sounds of Faith.